Front Porch Radio presents Circle Unbroken with Taft Ayers.
Welcome in to the Circle Unbroken. This is your host, Taft Ayers. I'm happy to be here with you today, and we've got a lot of fun things to talk about. The reason I say that we have a lot of fun things to talk about today on Circle Unbroken in today's episode is because a lot has been going on in this world recently. Now, when I tell you a lot's been going on, and I'm really laying it out there, there's always action. There's always things that are going on that are tough, that are hard for different people. But in our Circle Unbroken audience, this is an audience where we touch on three different things. We look on faith, we talk about business, and we talk about community in a way that these all three go together. Now, we have some listeners of Circle Unbroken who don't care, just to be honest, about the faith piece, that church isn't their speed. Spiritual conversations don't happen much with them. It's not my position to say if they do or do not believe in a higher power, a creator, et cetera, et cetera. But that's a piece that's not super interesting to them. We also have people within our audience who have told me before, I love it when you start preaching. I love it when you get into different things that make me feel like I missed church, but I could hear it today on your show. And then we have others that say to me from time to time, they'll say, Taft, when we talk about the community and what it means to be involved in the community, that's the rich stuff for me. So I want to begin today's episode by saying this. We know that we have all different kinds of people from all different walks of life who have all different cares when it comes to what moves the needle for them. I also know that within those three areas, faith, business, and community, as we started today's show by saying, I echo it again here, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the church space this time of year. A lot of my church friends are talking about their programs. They're pointing their ships, if you will, their rockets, their lasers. They're pointing them towards the summertime, what that's going to look like, what that's going to be, what they're going to do. In the business world, there are a lot of people that are saying, okay, we've had these spring breaks where I've had workers that are gone. I've had different C-suite employees, different workers, members of the team that are out. Then I've had business owners tell me, now we start to gear up for what's going to happen in these warmer months. What's going to happen with this? We don't have to think about weather in the sense of who's going to be snowed in. We don't have to think about who is going to be in this situation because of icy roads. But now we start to look at more vacations. We start to look at the end of a school year and what that's going to mean. And don't even get me started. All right, that reminds me of that old Saturday Night Live skit. Don't even get me started. But don't even get me started when it comes to talking and speaking about community involvement and elected leaders. I cracked a joke the other day. Somebody asked me why somebody was doing something. And when they asked me why somebody was doing something, you know what I told them? It's an election year. And when I told them that it was an election year, I said, that is the reason that these things are going on. That's the reason that these topics are hot right now. And so there's just so much action right now. And if you're tired, if you're worn out, if you're finding yourself in a situation where you're thinking, man, I can't keep up, welcome to the pack. Like, welcome to the area that we are. And I want to begin today's show by telling you a story. I love giving you real life examples. When I speak and teach in a church space or a business space, and by the way, I want to give a very, very, very selfish, shameless plug right here. My email address is taft@kennedybroadcasting.com. If you want or need me to come and speak to your church, to your team, to your school, to your business, we craft messages for those. We do. I've done all day training sessions. I've done 30-minute bits, anything that you need. That's part of what we offer here from the Circle Unbroken format, and I would love to talk to you about that. I said that to say this. Anytime I'm speaking to a group, I unapologetically talk about my kids. And the reason that I unapologetically talk about my kids is I believe that those kids are gifts to me and that they are opportunities for me to learn. They're opportunities for me to share. Now, you'll never hear me ever, ever, ever old school outcast here. Ever, forever, ever, forever, ever. You will never hear me talk about them in a way where I pretend to have it all figured out. Newsflash, I don't. I'm 44 years old. I'm happily married. I want to get to 45 and I want to stay married. Those are like my life goals right now, to survive, to live in advance. I'm nuts about my wife and I'm happy to have a birthday every year. Everything else outside of that, I am trying to figure it out. We are all messes. We are all wrecks. We all have problems and issues in our life. And so I believe that I've been given those kids as gifts to talk about, to inspire others. But never do I want to sound like a know-it-all when it comes to my children, especially at this stage in my life. But I want to start today's show by telling you a story about something that happened very recently. And I gave you a huge pre-qualify here to say I ain't sorry about it, right? But this happened with my youngest son, Jax. My oldest son is now slowly learning high school baseball. Now, let me give you a little parenthetical talk here. He's known baseball for a great majority of his life. He loves it. He gets into it. He has an obsession with it. He likes to work on it. He's had a great variety of coaches. He's had all different kinds of coaches in his life who have helped him in so many different ways. And so this year at the high school level, he's a freshman, he's learning different coaches. He's learning how to play what I call big boy baseball. He's learning how to be a high school athlete, which is so much different than a middle school athlete. And I'm going to tell you something. As a dad, I love the ride. I love the ride when I have a freshman ball player who has worked his way into the starting lineup sometimes, who pinch runs, who plays JV. I mean, he's getting a whole mixture of what it means to be a high school athlete who plays baseball, one of the sports that he enjoys. Now, I can tell you this as a dad. Some of you dads out there listening can relate to this. There are times when you live vicariously through your children. There are times when you will say, man, I never got to do X, Y, and Z, but I'm glad he's experiencing it. And I should have said that a lot more rednecky. I should have said it like this. Man, I tell you what. Sorry. There are a lot of men who do that. Now, there's other men, and I'm just speaking as men because that's all I really know. There's other men who don't like your day job. You don't like where you are. You don't like the grind or whatever it is that you are involved with. And you might find yourself saying this, another meeting that very well could have been an email. Another group session where we just get together and talk about working, like all of these different things. But then you have that silver lining. You have that nugget where you think, oh, but we get to play baseball today. And I've talked to grown men who have said they've been sitting in sales meetings. They've been sitting in conferences. They've been on another Zoom call. They've been on another Teams meeting. And then they remembered, oh, we play ball tonight. And the funny thing is, we don't play ball. Our kids do. We get to go. You grab the popcorn. If you go to our school, you get the superior nachos that we serve. But you wind up in these places and you say things to yourself like this. You know what? That was great. That was fun. I'm glad we finished another work day. But it's baseball time. Like we get so excited about sports. Some of us men do. And we love to go and to watch them. Well, the ride that I'm on right now is that I love watching my freshman ball player. But here's the thing, Circle Unbroken audience. I have four kids, and those four kids are all, at any given moment, on a couple of teams at a time. Travel ball, rec ball, soccer, basketball, baseball, football, fill in the blank. People joke with me about our schedule sometimes, and I'm famous for telling somebody recently, there's this famous story of me telling somebody, between Friday and Sunday, our family, the Ayers clan, rocked out between a Friday afternoon and a Sunday night. I got the timeline right there. 17 games. It was divide and conquer. Grandmother here, grandfather here, dad here, mom here. Text, game changer, video. Like we nailed it. We got there. Those people that have kids in all kinds of sports are saying this right now. I feel you. Others whose kids might not be doing that are maybe fairly saying this. You don't understand quality time. You don't understand slowing down. You are burning your family out. I'm not going to fight you on that argument either. So here I am looking at my children and looking at what they play and how they play it, where they go, what they do. And I'm in this mode of the other night we're getting ready and we were playing a back-to-back district game. And I knew that my son, my high school son, had a game the next night. And my wife and I were making a plan for it. Hey, when work ends, when we drive here, when we have to be there. This ballpark is an hour away. Like all the different things that you have to do, kind of like people do meal prep on Sunday nights. We do a version of that every night when it comes to where our family's going to be the next day with practices, games, et cetera, et cetera. And my son, not my oldest, but my youngest, Jax, who plays rec baseball here in town, comes around the corner and I see him swinging in a mirror. And he's swinging in a mirror. And when I say swinging in a mirror, folks, he is looking at the mirror as though the mirror is a pitcher. And he has his bat back. He's loaded. He's ready to squash the bug. He's ready to hit. And he's doing it over and over again. And I'm thinking, well, he just played yesterday. I had a makeup rec game on Sunday. He's so excited. He loves that. And you know what? He'll be excited this weekend when he plays again. And he says, I can't wait for my game tomorrow. My wife then says to me, hey, a game tomorrow. Did you remember that? And then she hits me with this. Did you remember that, coach? Did you remember that, coach? Did you remember that he has a game tomorrow? And so as she says that, I look at Jax and I go, I did. Yeah, you play tomorrow. And I said it with like this face, and I said it from this place of, oh man, I'm going to miss the varsity game. Now, judge me fairly. Judge me how you need to. Say, Taft, here's a piece of advice. You should love all of your kids. You should be with all of your kids. You shouldn't make one feel better than the other. Don't disagree with anything that you're saying. But then my wife hits me with something. She said, hey, I know you're stressed. I know you feel like you're everywhere. I know she even cracked a joke. She said, I know you even have your little bromances at the high school game. And if you've been at a high school game or a travel ball game, you know those dads that are all buddies with each other. And it could be fairly, maybe weaponized, but fairly called a bromance. She goes, I know you have all those things. She said, and then she looks me in the eye. And hear this, audience. She looks me in the eye and she says this. But rec ball games, and she points at my youngest son. She goes, those games are his whole world. Those are his whole world. Like they mean so much to him. And I want to tell you something. It stunned me. I knew that. I speak this to other people. But my wife tells me sometimes if I'm anxious, it'll be something like, hey, you need to listen to a Taft Air sermon. And basically, hey, sucker, you need to practice what you preach. You need to listen to the things that you tell other people. And I've told people about being present. I've told people about evaluating time and looking at value and what it means for each person. But when she told me that, when she said, listen to me, that's his whole world, his rec games. You're dying to go to the high school game because they, quote unquote, matter more to him. That rec game is his whole world. And as she said that, I want to tell you something. As a dude, as a man, it sat squarely on my heart. And it made me think at that moment about the things in my life that are happening, the things in my life that are taking place around me that might be, let's step off of baseball so I don't lose my whole audience that's not sports related. Maybe there are things that matter to other people where we could appropriately say it's their whole world and we don't acknowledge it. Maybe when it comes to a church environment, maybe we say things that are unfair. Maybe we say things that are not appropriate. Maybe we say things that are so short-sighted when it comes to church structure, having an event, canceling an event, whatever it might be, see if you follow me here, and the young person who's saying these arguments or saying these things doesn't stop to think, how could this impact the older church member if we cancel this or move this or change this? And going to worship services, going to a church building, is the whole world of that older person. What if it's, we fit church in? In a lot of culture, and we fit church in with a lot of schedules. But have you ever stopped to think that for some older people, that's the week? That's the highlight of what it is that they get to go and what they get to do? And it's their whole world. And maybe it's their whole world, and we need to be people that stop and that think about what it is that that really means. Now, can we talk about one more thing? One more thing I want to talk about is when it comes to business and community. I want to take the same concept that we just talked about. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. But the same thing we just talked about, have you ever thought about this in business? Okay. Those of you that work a lot in customer service, you interface with the public and they call you. And what are they? Rude, nasty. And if you're in customer service or you are interfacing with anybody from the public sector or domain, there are times when you will take their call, you will hear what it is they have to say, and then at the end of it, you want to introduce them to your friend, Mr. Click, right? That joke has made sense for years when we used to hang up on people. Now with cell phones, when you hang up on people, it's like scroll, beep, beep. All right. But Mr. Click used to be boom, hanging up the phone, right? And maybe there are people that interact with you sometimes that all you want to do is hang up on them. Like all you want to do is advance it, move the call, get off the call with them because they're so rude and they're so nasty. And maybe the dynamic would change if we stopped and said this. I can't relate, but maybe this is their whole world. Maybe their whole day is built around this conversation with me, trying to get a resolution, and I'm not even acknowledging that it matters to them, much less the fact that this topic might be their whole world. To complete our circle unbroken theme here, community. Community leaders, elected officials, appointed people to do good and to lead mankind forward. Maybe there's a hot topic that a certain group keeps, I'm going to get real deep here, you ready? Keeps jabbering about. And they keep talking about it every time such and such happens. You know that group's going to say something. You know that group's going to do something. That person is going to have something to say. Maybe it's time for those of us who have been put, to use an old biblical expression, who have been put in a position for such a time as this, if you don't know where that quote comes from, even if you don't believe in the Bible, I want you to go Google for such a time as this and read a little bit of Esther. It's a cool story, all right? But for such a time as this, maybe I'm in a position, maybe I'm in a spot right now for this reason at this time, and maybe what I'm supposed to do in my role as a leader in the community is I'm supposed to stop, evaluate, and listen to somebody where the topic at hand just might be their whole world. It might be their whole world. It might be all of their existence wrapped up in this moment. And maybe it's time for us to think, just like my wife was challenging me to think, hey, I know this is just another game for you. It's another notch on a belt. It's another schedule for you. It's another thing that you have to do. It's a checklist, if you will. It's something you have to get done and move through. Another kid's game, especially a first grade game versus a ninth grade game. You see what I'm saying? But when she stopped me and she said, it's his whole world, it changed. It changed how we drove to that game. It changed how I coached that game. And I'll tell you something else. Trying not to cry on the mic here. It changed how I watched him in that game. Because she was right. Yeah, miles and miles away, my high school son was playing. Their high school team was having success, for whatever that means. But my little boy was playing ball, and I got to be present. And I got to see his whole world. I got to see what he was doing and how he was doing it and how it mattered to him. And folks, this is what I want you to know. It only happens when we're present. It only happens when we press pause on who it is that we are and we stop for a minute and say this, I need to evaluate. I need to listen. I need to look and I need to see that this just might be your whole world and it's not my job. It's not my spot. And shame on me if I make it my job to be the person that says, oh, your whole world doesn't matter. Your whole world is insignificant. Let's look at this and talk about a little bit more when we come back on Circle Unbroken after the break.
By.
This is Coach Tre'Davious Goff from Columbia Central High School Football. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally-owned, means you get to get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship. Beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia. Owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist. Assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Hiller's Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Hiller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyhiller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back to Circle Unbroken. As we previously mentioned in today's show, I am your host, Taft Ayers. We are glad that you have joined us again today, because this show in this format is something where when we talk about faith and business and community, it is something that we hope resonates with all the people that hear. But we also hope that this show is something, we speak about this a lot, something that brings hope. hope to you, hope for your future, hope for the different areas that we talk about with faith and business and community. And in our first session today, we talked about the idea of looking at something that might be for somebody else. It might just be their whole world. It might be something that matters to them, something that is of great value, great importance to them in their life. And so today, as we step into that subject and we look at it from a concept, what we want to mention today is this. There are times when you have gone somewhere. You have gone to a place, and maybe it was to see anything from a ball game to a concert, maybe a recital. Maybe something that you looked at and you said, we're going to pay a price of admission to go to this and to see this person. We're going to watch them perform. We're going to see our favorite team. We're going to experience a debate. Well, whatever it might be, there was somebody that went to a situation or went to a platform, and it was what I like to call one to many, meaning this, many people showed up. Many people were present. Many people were there, but there was one central performer. Now, that performer could be an individual, it could be a team, it could be an orchestra, but it was this concept of one person or presenter or group that was going to give something to the audience. It was going to give something to the many. Now, what happens when you show up at one of these places and the person that is presenting, whatever it might be, they're not on their A game? In this day and age of sports, there's a different world and a different culture of people that are in professional sports that they now take rest days. They call it in professional sports load management. What that means is if I want to get through a season and I want to get through the end of a season in a healthy fashion. Remember, in professional sports, these are multimillionaires. It doesn't matter how me or you or a grandmother, it doesn't matter how anybody feels about that. These are professionals. They make a lot of money to do something so that you can experience it, you can enjoy it, you can go up and down with it, but you can also debate it. In music, there are different instances where you say, I'm going to pay this for a ticket, and I'm going to go to this concert hall, this venue, this stadium, this bar, this church, whatever the genre of music might be, and you go to hear or to watch or to experience the storytelling and the performance. What about when they have laryngitis? What about when they yelled too much the night before? What about when they don't take care of themselves, and then all of a sudden we know about different people in the music realm that have been called before no-shows, people that aren't there, people that cannot perform, can't do it at that moment. You think, I was going to this show, I was going to this place, I was going to this spot, and this was going to be a big event for me. You know what this was going to be? To use our illustration from the first session, this was going to be my whole world. This is going to be my night. This is what I was going to build my calendar around. This event was going to be big for us. This was going to be special for me. And somebody didn't take into consideration that this just might be my whole world. You ever gone to a debate? Let's talk about this for our community leaders. You ever gone to a debate and you've seen somebody talk about a subject or a matter that was important to them? We are going to talk about funding for this school. We're going to talk about this program for the community, this thing for the town. And maybe you watched one of your political leaders exercise and wax in a way that was just eloquent and sharp about a subject. And you watched the other person that they were debating. And when you watched that other person in the debate, you thought, did they study or prep at all? Does this subject even matter to them the way that it matters to the other person? You see, we're bringing this up in this second session today because of the arrows that we pointed in the first session, looking at the idea of we need to stop and think when something else may be the whole world of somebody else. When we look at someone else, and the illustration I used earlier was the fact that I wanted to go to a high school game. My wife, we were reminded that my youngest one had a game. And I said, yeah, he's got a game. I guess I'll be at that one. When I knew in my heart I wanted to go to the other one, and she said to me, this is in case you're just now tuning in. She said to me, hey, listen, remember, those games are his whole world. And then what we've done today is we've talked about in business, if somebody's calling you in with a complaint, they're calling in with some customer interfacing question or argument, it's something that they just want to, they have a bone to pick. And when they do this, there's times when you get so frustrated, and maybe as a business owner, as a worker, as somebody in customer service, you have to step back and say, well, this is their whole world. This matters to them a lot. In the church space, there's people that always have something to say about how something is done, how some function is performed. And maybe you've got to stop and evaluate and say, okay, they're nagging, they're being the squeaky wheel, all right, because they want the grease. They're doing whatever it is they have to do. But maybe I need to stop back and look and say, okay, this really matters to them. This is their whole world for a reason. And I said all these things to lead us into our second point today. I heard about a professional athlete who did not believe in load management, as we mentioned earlier. He didn't believe in taking games off if he wasn't hurt just to sit. Well, somebody asked him about that, and they said, well, how will you keep up? How will you keep up with your peers who are all stars as well, and they're taking, if you have an 82-game season in some professional sports, they're taking up to 10 games off. All right, they are resting their bodies up to 10 times when they're not injured. And here's what he said. He said, I remember as a child, my dad saving up money for us to go, and he mentioned where they were going to go and the athlete that they were going to watch. And he said, it was the highlight of my childhood. And he said, how would you have explained to me as a child that I went to go and watch this person play when I knew that my father had saved up to pay? And then we were greeted with, oh, he's not hurt. There's nothing wrong with him. He's just going to sit tonight. He said, I can tell you how that would have crushed me as a kid. And he said, so I think about all the people that are working for minimum wages, for lower dollars, who are saving up their money to come and watch us play. And he said, by concept, for me, it's something that I want to say, this may be another night for me, but this is their whole world. Like, this is an athlete, when he says that, that you want to cheer for. This is somebody whose success you want to pull for. You want that person to be a Hall of Famer. You want that person to be uber successful, because this is somebody that says, you know what? Might just be another night for me. Might just be another moment for me, but it's a moment that I'm creating for somebody else. Now listen, as you're hearing this, you may be wanting to scream at me, and that's okay. You wouldn't be the first person. Maybe you want to scream at me about self-care. Maybe you want to say, Taft, what people don't realize is that if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to burn out. And I heard an old preacher one time where somebody told him that he was doing too much and he was going to burn out. And his response was very funny. His response was this: well, I'd rather burn out than rust out. And what he was saying is, I'd rather go down hard working than rust out from no activity and not doing anything. I think there is wisdom. I think it's a discipline to take care of yourself, to not run too hard and to not run wide open. I'm guilty of spreading myself thin in so many ways where I ask for help, where I look ridiculous, where I can be an embarrassment. There are times in my life when I am very close and on the edge of burnout. And you know what happens? I may need to listen sometimes and say, okay, how do you create margin? How do you pause? How do you do a better job of handling your resources, handling your physical ability, handling yourself? So I get that. But I think as a culture, we don't take enough time to pause, to evaluate, to look outside of ourselves the way this athlete did. And looked outside of himself and said this: you know what? I may not feel like playing tonight. I may want to take a night off. I may want a break because my peers are having a break. But there's a dude in this stadium who saved up his money, bought a ticket, told his kid they were coming, as humbling as it is, to watch me play, to see me play. And I'm going to give it halfway. What if that kid stops liking me forever? What if they say, you know what, I remember the time we went and he just sat because he just felt like it. He didn't play hard. He didn't go hard. And man, it was a lot different watching him on TV when it really mattered. This is the question, folks. What really matters? what really matters when it comes to the time that we have and how it is that we have been called and given an opportunity to be present. There's so much power in our presence. Can I say that again? There's so much power in our presence. Some of my favorite people that I have known in life have been very successful people. They've been very successful people that have this ability to be present in everything that they're doing. Think about the men or women that you know that you really admire. Think about the things about them that you really, really look up to, or maybe even there's things about them that you wish you had going on in your life. One of those things for me is when I find somebody who's super successful, when I find somebody who is very connected. My father-in-law is somebody who's this person to me, always has been. He has an ability to be extraordinarily present in everything that he does. If he's talking about shooting guns, if he's talking about baseball, if he's talking about his family, if he's talking about fishing, if he's talking about financial advising, whatever it is that he's talking about, I'm sure you've heard me mention this on this show before. I can't imagine myself being over 100 episodes in and not saying this about my father-in-law. But he has the ability to just be present in everything that he's doing, where you would think whatever subject he's talking about, that's all he ever does. If you spoke to him about guns and shooting guns and the new gun or whatever it might be, you would think this guy just buys ammo and shoots guns all day. If you talk to him about being a financial advisor and about being a good steward and all the things that he can teach and the people that he can help, you would think, man, this guy just studies the market and he just looks at numbers all day long. If you talk to him about baseball, if you got into Vanderbilt Commodores, if you got into pitch counts, if you got into leverage when it comes to pitching, you would think, man, this guy, all he does is just watch baseball and eat, sleep, and breathe baseball. You see, it's these people that have the ability to be present, to say, I am going to be present in this moment because I realize whatever we're talking about right now might just be your whole world. It makes people successful in a whole different way. And see, humans, when it comes to our condition, most of us are never fully present in the now. Most of us are never fully present in the now because maybe it's unconscious. Maybe it's not something that's on purpose, but unconsciously, we believe that the next moment is more important than this one. But then you can miss your whole life, which is never not now. Now, that's an old quote that I got from a site a while back. And I got that. It's called putthekettleon.ca. And this is something that I looked at and that I learned about and thought. And when I try to see what this means, when I try to see what it means to be a person that is present, it's about growing where you're planted. I had a buddy reach out to me recently. And as he reached out to me, he asked me a question. And the question that he asked me was this. He said, hey, I really want to know what happens next. I want to know what happens next in your life and what it is that you're going to do. And as we spoke and as we talked a little bit more about this, I said, well, right now I'm just trying to figure out what's happening. I'm trying to figure out, to your question, I'm trying to figure out what is next. Where do I go next? What do I do next? And then I was explaining a situation to him where I couldn't do something at the moment. And I couldn't get it done and I couldn't do it currently. And his reply to me was this. And I know this is an original to him. But he said this. Do the best thing, not the next thing. Can I say that again? He told me to do the best thing, not the next thing. To focus on doing what was best, to focus on what was happening in a situation, to focus on what was happening in a moment. And so I love it. I think that's something that is special. I think that's something that makes good sense. I think that's something that is very important. I wanted to talk today about what it means to be somebody's whole world. And the reason I want to talk to you about that today is because my wife mentioned it recently. She talked to me about what it means. She talked to me about how it meant to look and to see somebody else and to say, hey, this matters to them a lot. But also I wanted to do this because I wanted to lead in a very unique way to our final message in this episode today. You see, I'm going to finish today's episode telling you about an event that is coming up, about something that is going to happen for a very special group. And it's a very special group serving people here in our community, and it's a group called Delta Recovery. And I want to talk to you a little bit about something that's coming up in our work with Delta Recovery, because there's something I want you to know about with this group, because what they have done, it's a nonprofit. You've heard their founder on our show before, Matthew White, and they have evaluated what it means for somebody to have their whole world turned upside down, for what it means when someone's whole world is broken by addiction, when it's broken by the choices of others. Matthew tells his story of addiction. He talks about it, and it's something that's very powerful. But he founded this group, and he founded this mission. He founded this work called Delta Recovery because he said people's worlds are thrown upside down when somebody has an addiction. Kids are affected. Families are affected. And it's because the addict didn't take the time, and what addict does, right? But they didn't take the time to inventory and to evaluate, you know what, I may be disrupting somebody's whole world. And we're going to talk about a special event coming up called Delta Means Change. It's a special event that's going to be happening on April the 28th, and we're going to tell you more about it when we come back after the break here on Circle Unbroken.
This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs, where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom with 10 Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Murray County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at 10pin.com. 10 Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trawood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook or contact us at 931-490-8183.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
This is Coach Devin Simler from Columbia Central Baseball. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Welcome back to Circle Unbroken. We are finishing up our show today, and we've spent some time today talking about what it means when something is somebody's whole world, when something matters to somebody else and it's a big deal to them. And I want to talk to you in our final session today about something coming up, something that we've been helping with, something that we're planning that matters a lot. I want to tell you about my buddy Matthew White and a group that he has founded called Delta Recovery. Delta means change. And he has founded this group. Like I said, it's a nonprofit recovery work that has to do with people that have gone to treatment, people that are looking at their lives and they are trying to work recovery. And you see, the thing about this treatment center at Delta is it's not about just giving somebody a pill and moving on. It's not about just looking at somebody and saying, okay, you're an addict, here's a book. But what they focus on doing is they're a nonprofit that focuses on helping families of addiction, children of addicts, the addict themselves, and the different things and areas in their lives that they need to focus on in order to have a full tool belt, a full set of skills when it comes to working their recovery. I want to read you a message from Matthew. And it's a message that he sent out to a lot of people recently that are subscribers and things like that. And he talks about how far they've come at Delta Recovery and how far they've come. What's happened is they have completed work on a building here in town in Columbia that has allowed them to secure their license from the state of Tennessee. And praise be here, they recently began serving their first members. The first of those members was a young lady who was working hard, really hard, to be able to still be present in the life of her child by stepping into a life of sobriety. Their work is finally underway at Delta Recovery to help families just like this. And it's just now beginning. And more than ever, Delta Recovery needs the help of their community and their support system. And there's an event that's coming up that they're going to be hosting called Delta Means Change. And this is a great event that's going to be happening on April the 28th. This is a Sunday night. And it is a time of storytelling. It's a dinner and storytelling that they're going to have with a Christian artist named Ben Fuller. Now, if you're familiar with Christian music, you probably love Ben Fuller. If you're not familiar with Christian music, I want you to keep listening, because Ben Fuller is an artist, a Dove Award-winning musical artist, but also an outspoken advocate of recovery. And he knows about the mission of Delta, and he has offered to perform and to storytell at this dinner for Delta means change. And this is a very critical moment for Delta recovery because as they begin, there's operating costs that go with their mission and with what they're doing. And Ben is known for his number one hit, Who I Am. But there's another song that Ben sings called Chasing Rebels. And you can look both of these songs up. Go to YouTube, go to the Google machine, do whatever you want to. Look up Who I Am and Chasing Rebels. And Matthew White, the founder of Delta Recovery, speaks about this. And he says that this song resonates with him so much because of his own struggle with addiction. The freedom and the purpose that he has found in his own recovery and then the ultimate source of recovery. And here's what's going to happen. Ben Fuller is going to be coming to Columbia, or Calioka, technically. And he's going to come to this great night and this great purposeful dinner that supports Delta Recovery. Echo Valley Farm is providing their beautiful venue to host this evening that will be full of music, storytelling, and food in a beautiful setting. This night is going to be April the 28th at 6 p.m. at Echo Valley. And here's what we want you to know. This is a night that is going to launch Delta Recovery in a whole new way. I like talking about this because what they have done at Delta Recovery and the way that they have operated and the way that they have gotten in to something very special is they have said this: we are going to have a night that talks about what we do and it talks about the concept of what happens when somebody's world is turned upside down. What happens when something that is viewed as somebody else's whole world is turned and flipped on its head? And that's what happens when we look at addiction. That's what happens in the life of families who have been touched and harmed and damaged by addiction. And it's time for us as a group and as a society to look at people whose whole worlds have been shattered and to ask ourselves this question: what can we do to help? I want to encourage you to look at this evening. I want to encourage you to think about this evening coming up. It's something great that's happening in our little town. It's something great that is going to be a beautiful night, a wonderful night that is going to help something here locally for people that are dealing with addiction, recovery, and how this happens in our lives and what we do to move forward. But also, I don't think many a times when we talk about an event, I don't think that we fully talk about what it is in the life of somebody. Yeah, you're giving up a night. Yeah, you're having good food. Yeah, you're going to a place. But I don't think that we fully take the time to talk about the mission of what it is that is happening in the lives of those people that are choosing to come together for good. Now, you may go to a lot of different events. You may go to a lot of different events from time to time, and you may find yourself at those events saying, what did we do? What did we accomplish? Was it good? I want to tell you something. If you decide to go on this very special evening to this very special event, you will directly be influencing something that is going to change the lives of so many people in so many ways. It's something that I think is going to be beautiful, and it's something that I would be remiss if we didn't talk about more here on this show. Because as we started today's show, one of the things that we talked about is the idea that many a times we don't evaluate. Many a times we don't look and we don't say, okay, this means something to a lot of people, or this means something to somebody else. We don't evaluate the why. We don't evaluate the reasons that something is so important to somebody else. I love people like Matthew White. I love people like Ben Fuller, people that give up their time, their talent, and their treasure to help other people. I think that's something that's extraordinarily important. And I think it's something that our Circle Unbroken audience, maybe, I don't want to say is conditioned to do, but I do think it's something within our work here that is powerful and meaningful for other people. Again, the event is called Delta Means Change, and you can go to this simple website, okay? You can go to this website, deltameanschange.org. Let me say that again, deltameanschange.org, and you can learn more about this special evening of music and storytelling that will inspire you and bring hope and healing to our community. It will bring hope and healing to what it is that we're doing here, trying to help people and trying to ensure that the circle would be unbroken. Again, that's deltameanschange.org. You can hear more about that great work that's coming up on April the 28th. Now, as we finish this show today, you may be finding it in different places. You may be finding it in different spots. You may be in a different area where you're really wondering about what it means to be somebody and to be in a spot where you look at the life of others that are around you and think, I had no idea just how much this means to you. And I want to give you some practical advice as we finish today's show, some practical ways where you can look at somebody else and say, okay, this is your whole world. This does mean a lot to you. Shame on me for not knowing that. Shame on me for not taking the time to realize that this was a big deal to you. One of the greatest ways that we can do that is very simple. You ready? Slow down. Slow down the hectic life that you're living so that you can do something as simple as looking around. If I had stopped that night and looked at my son and looked at how excited he was about his game that was coming up, if I had just slowed down and gotten outside of myself, I would have seen right there in that moment that this is something that really meant a lot to this boy. You know what else I can do? Once I slow down, once I stop, and once I evaluate, the next thing that I can do is I can find myself in a position where I say this, okay, am I willing to adjust? Am I willing to shift? So the next thing you need to do is you need to slow down. The second thing you need to do is stretch. Am I willing to stretch? Am I willing to change? We talked about the event coming up. Delta means change. Maybe in your life, it's time for you to change. It's time for you to stretch. It's time for you to grow. Maybe in your life, it's time for you to say this. Okay, I evaluated, I slowed down, and then I saw that there was somebody who needs me to change. They need me to shift. They need me to say, okay, this means a lot to you. So because it means a lot to you, therefore, it means a lot to me. And maybe when you do this, you'll have an opportunity to look at somebody, slow down. I didn't mean for these to all start with S's, but they're going to. Slow down. Stretch. And you know what, ready for this last part? Speak. After you slow down, after you stretch, then you speak. A lot of us speak first. And the last thing that you want to do is you want to speak. You want to speak and you want to say to them, hey, I've stopped. I've moved, or I'm willing to move. And I want to speak this to you. I want you to know right here that this matters. I want you to know right here that there's great value. And I want you to know right here that I have recognized that this is your whole world. That this means so much to you. And I am willing to slow down. I am willing to stretch. And you know what I want to do now? Now I want to put some words on it. And the words that I want to put on it right now are this. If you will allow me to, the final S word today is I want to stay. I want to stay in your world. I want to stay in your rhythm. I want to stay by your side. And I want to stay here with you in the fight. Folks, maybe it's time for me to slow down. Maybe it's time for me to stretch. Then it's time for me to speak. And when I speak, I need to make sure that I communicate that I intend to stay. To stay in the world that matters to you so much. I want to stay in rhythm with you. I want to stay by your side. I want to stay in the fight with you. That's what we have to do in order to tell other people that I realize and I understand that this is your whole world. Thank you for being with us today on Circle Unbroken. We are nothing without you. We love you. Make it a great day.
I was standing by my window on one cold.
This is Clayton Harris, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hello, my name is Zach Maddox. I'm a proud third-generation owner-operator of Columbia Paint and Wall Cover, founded by my grandfather, Ralph Maddox, in 1946. Now I am honored to continue the legacy as owner-operator today. We offer a variety of paint and wall covering products, but our passion is customer service. We can offer many personalized services and can come out to your house or business if needed. Visit us at our store downtown Columbia at 1114 Carmack Boulevard or online at paintcolumbia.com.